Can you tell me a little bit more about your involvement with Walker Street Wall Street and your mentor relationship with Megan, like how you got connected and how that all came about?
Sure. So we wanted to do something here locally to support young girls, particularly in finance. So when Rock the Street Wall Street had approached us, we were looking at the surrounding schools in our areas close to the community in which we live and work here in Texas. And Byron Nelson is a great school, so we really wanted to partner with them. And really through the program, part of the program, in addition to the classroom work and the on-site visits, is the mentorship program, which was really important to us here because we did want to make sure that the connection with the girls lasted beyond just the classroom facilitation. And that's how Megan and I connected. I think that we had supplied some background info and bios. And I think Megan, I don't know if you guys got an opportunity to choose who you wanted to partner with, but they had put us together. For the
great. Mentor. And were you also an instructor or just the mentor?
I was not. I was just actually a mentor.
Okay, great. I just didn't know if you knew each other from class or what have you. And Megan, you also provided background information and then got connected with Val?
Yeah, we kind of just got paired up by names, I think. We didn't really know each other before.
Right. And so, Megan, I'll start with you. If you could just chime in on kind of what the first meeting was. I understand you guys worked together last year, and then are you working again together this year? Not sure on all the particulars.
So we have each other's phone numbers and everything. Our first meeting, we met in my school, like, during the free time that I had, and we kind of just talked about what I wanted to do after high school and stuff. What was the second question again? I'm sorry. I forgot.
Oh, no, I was just saying kind of what your first interactions were like. You know, you were just saying you kind of went through, I'm sure, a list of questions to determine kind of how she could help you and how you can learn from her. Is that correct?
Yes.
Right.
How long has it been, Megan? Has it been like you joined the program your sophomore year, right? Spring of your sophomore year?
Both years, because the first year and the second year we were going to classes and stuff, and so like the first year it was us being groups in a class and then like making up scenarios and like learning about like how to invest in finances and stuff, and then the second year we just did one big project on like Dunkin' Donuts or something. So the second year was more about the mentors and stuff.
So you all have worked together all of last year, is that correct? And then is this year
all
on board?
Yes, it is.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I think it's like one of the longest standing mentorships, Megan.
Really?
Yeah. Sometimes it doesn't always connect or work out, you know, and girls don't stay in the program and things like that. But Megan's been a great mentee, very engaged from her side, Tracy, I have to say. And we have each other's cell phones, so we need to connect for
coffee. And how often are you all meeting? Was it four times last year or?
It was quite a few times. And then I also got with Val and did a couple job shadows, too. And then Val will occasionally send me articles on, like, informational articles on, like, financing things. So she keeps giving me information. She's a really great help.
Great. And, sorry, what grade are you in now, Megan?
I'm a senior.
Okay. And you want to go into finance and...
Yeah, I actually want to work at the TD Ameritrade Center when I get out of college.
Great.
Now that I've been in Rock the Street Wall Street.
Yay.
did it always start that way.
Yes. And so, Megan's a great example, right? Someone who's interested in financial services, and if we can continue to stay connected with these girls and give them opportunities at TD Ameritrade, Tracy, I mean, that's really big for us.
Mm-hmm.
And Megan being in one of the first classes, we're sort of seeing that, right? And I hope that we stay connected, you know, in the next few years as well as she sort of continues her formal education and then what opportunities maybe we can provide here at TD Ameritrade through internships.
Great.
And Megan, can you talk a little bit about the job shadowing experience? What, was there any highlights or anything that particularly stood out to you?
Yeah, so me and Val, we kind of, I didn't really know what I wanted to do. So my first one was marketing. And so I job shadowed with that girl, and she kind of just like, I kind of sat with her and she explained what she was doing. It was for like an hour and a half or something like that, or 2 hours, I think. And so I realized that like she's more of on the creative side. So I was like, meh. So then I also did a financial consultant and a stock marketer. And so I liked the financial consultant. I think I want to do that because that was really cool. And then the second guy was like, that was just crazy. I was like, so maybe I want to do that like later. But
it was actually the trade desk, Tracy.
That
sat with, so they were like what I would call sort of deep subject matter experts helping clients through trading. So we tried to give Megan a little bit of view of everything, right? Because financial services can be so broad, to just sort of give her some perspective. And so that's what she's referring to, is the trading desk was, you know, a little bit more technical, I think. And she did spend some time with our senior financial consultant, who is one-on-one with clients, looking at their whole portfolio and investments. And I think, Megan, not trying to put words in your mouth, but it seemed like that client-facing role was a little bit more, you know, on a relationship side, and looking at someone's all their investments, I think, appealed to her a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a fair statement, Megan?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
Great. So as you all are working and meeting together, how is it looking for, I mean, your senior year, you're about to go off to college and what have you. So what have you all been working on? Resume, interview tips?
We haven't really looked on that yet. We were actually going to meet soon because I have, like, this capstone projecting, and I'm going to have to do another interview or job shadow someone. So I was about to talk to her about that soon. And then so we would – I was going to ask her to work with me on the resume and stuff. And then also during our meetings that we had like last year, I didn't really know what I wanted to do, like university first or like community college. So I think I'm going to like go to community college to just do my basics first and then go to university. So she helped me on like my plan after high school and stuff.
Yeah, all we right. Talked a little bit about classes that would be most beneficial for her. I think we talked a little bit about that, Megan, right? Like, she just shared with me what her class choices were, and we talked a little bit more about, you know, kind of longer-term roadmap.
Mm-hmm.
And Megan, did you say that previously, did you always want to be into finance, or was this something that kind of sparked your interest a little bit, and then the further you've gotten into it,
the more you've been... Yeah, I think whenever I realized that, like, I kind of liked math more than anything else, I started to take accounting class. And then since I was in accounting class, that's the reason why I got invited to Rock the Street Wall Street. So then once I started doing that, I was like, oh, I really want to be in the finance. And then once I met up with Val and she told me everything about what to do and stuff, I was like, okay, now I really want to be in the finance. So now I'm like, I really know what I want to do.
Great. And Val, I know this is all about the girls, and we're trying to get them into these careers and open a whole new pathway for them. But what has this meant to you? Has the program or just working with Megan?
You know, I'm just honestly really proud of Megan. she's, as I mentioned, a really great example of being invested in the program, talking to different people, her job shadowing here to kind of really know what she wants to do is really important. And these girls are really young, right? And I think providing some level of guidance for them that I didn't have, you know, 25 years ago, I think is really helpful just to get a little bit more visibility into financial services. And there's just so many great opportunities for women. And so I feel really lucky that, you know, I can participate and kind of help Megan specifically in sort of her journey, right? And hopefully some advantages to that for her.
And Megan, where are you going to be in the next 5 years? Where are we going to see you?
In the next 5 years. So first 2 years is associate's degree. So then I don't know how long it takes to get a bachelor's degree, but after I get my associate's degree, I believe I can start at the TD Ameritrade Center. Is that right?
Yeah. So we're hoping that we can bring in Megan into the TD Ameritrade family full-time in a position here, Tracy. So that's what we're hoping for.
Yeah, good. So I'll be working full-time there and also doing college while I'm working there. So I'll probably just be working there and doing college in the next 5 years.
Good. I think that's about it. Do you all have any other things you'd like to add or any standout moments or specific learnings or specific moments that have stand out?
I mean, I would just like to say that Rock the Street, Wall Street was just a really, really good thing to do for girls that want to be in the finance, because there's, you know, with the men and then girls who can't really, you know, they're not really dominated in that thing. So I really appreciate this program, and it's actually, like, made me, like, feel really excited for my future. Like, even though it's going to involve a lot of work in college, I'm, like, actually really excited. So.
Great. Val, any other additional thoughts?
No, just, you know, again, really proud of Megan and her commitment to the program, and excited that she's excited about financial services, right? And the opportunity it will afford her is really awesome. So hopefully we can get more girls that sort of can go through the program and get the same benefits and, you know, understand a little bit more about financial services.
And why do you think you all's relationship has been so successful and so workable? I mean, again, you said that Megan's been really open to learning and being on board. Is there anything else that, you know, we can learn from this that we can apply to other relationships? Hello? Oh, sorry.
Yeah, no, I don't know unless Ian has something specific.
Yeah.
I would say that it just depends on the girl, like if she really wants to, you know, invest in being a financial person, like they would stick into it. And then I guess just suggest in the classes that the mentors and mentees, like, meet outside of school so they don't feel like it's an actual class. Like, it's, like, so that they know that the mentors are actually trying to help the mentees in, like, their life.
Yeah, I think a little bit more personal.
Right.
You know, like, I don't know.
And it sounds like you all meet out for coffee or are your meetings typically at school? Or?
We try to, you know. So I don't know if other mentee-mentor relationships, you know, are connected. Like Megan and I, like I follow her on Twitter, so we're connected in other ways, right? So it's easy for me to share things with her. And then, of course, we have each other's cell phones. So I don't know if others are in that same way, but Megan brings up a really good point. When it's a little bit more personal, you know, and it's not so structured in the classroom, it gives you more opportunities just to sort of connect with each other and get to know the person, I think is really important.